Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode. You guys, we are going to talk about my fresh start weekend. So I've been sharing this on my Power Sheets goal planner as a weekly goal for, I don't know, probably over a year now. And I get a lot of questions about it. And I'm finally sitting down to explain it in a little more detail. But before we get into that, I want to share this week's review from iTunes. It comes from Jess, and she says, Sammy's content is so straightforward, valuable, and real. I love how encouraging she is while pushing listeners to grow. It can be hard to find women in the personal development space. Thank you so much, Jess, for leaving that really sweet review and really helpful review to ladies who are just discovering the podcast. You guys, if you don't know, reviews and subscribes are everything on iTunes. So the more reviews that you have, the more subscribers that you have, it's going to help this podcast get bumped higher and higher up on the search when people search for new podcasts. And reviews like this is what helps new ladies find this community. So it's so, so important to not just me and the growth of the podcast, but for new women who need to hear this message, for it to find them. So thank you so much for your reviews. You guys, I'm going to be trying to share reviews pretty much just on the weeks that I don't have interviews, usually because I forget when I'm doing interviews because I get so excited to have a guest with me and and all of that. So on the weeks that I don't have interviews, I'm going to be sharing your guys' reviews. So jump over to iTunes. There is a link in the show notes here where you can do that and leave me a review, and maybe you'll hear your shout out on the podcast. So let's dig into this topic. Like I said, I've been sharing this as a weekly goal on my Power Sheets goal planner for probably over a year now. And this concept just kind of came to me one day where I was like, I want to be prepared for the week ahead instead of feeling like I'm catching up from the previous week that just happened. Okay. So the majority of us, especially those of us who work during the week, even though I work from home, I had started to get into a very much like, I'm trying to take the weekends off. Even though I work from home, it was very important for me to set that boundary. Does that always happen 100%? No. But for the most part, I try not to work on the weekends. So I was seeing that like I was doing the majority of my family tasks, my cleaning, my other chores that I have to do on the weekends. And I was like, it was just kind of this light bulb moment where I was like, I don't want to feel like I'm catching up from the week that just happened. I want to flip it into something a little more positive, a little more proactive, a little more like I have control of the situation and I want to be preparing for the week ahead. It's basically the same thing. I mean, you're doing the majority of your household chores, your family chores on Saturday and Sunday, but instead of thinking I'm washing all this laundry because we wore so many different outfits during the week, you're thinking, no, I'm getting them clean so the week ahead we'll have clean clothes. Does that make sense? Kind of flipping it into something more positive, more like you have control on the week ahead. So I just kind of came up with the name Fresh Start Weekend. You guys know if you listened to more than one episode of this podcast, I love that fresh start. I love that clean slate. So I'm obsessed with like the new year. I'm obsessed with when the seasons change. Anything to be a fresh start feels really great for me. And it kind of gives me a chance to give myself some grace of like anything that's happened in the previous week or the previous season, previous year, whatever it is, doesn't matter. I have a clean slate. So that's why kind of where I came up with fresh start weekend. And by adopting this mindset, you know, you're taking the like 5 or 6 tasks, maybe of main tasks, and you're doing them right then, and you're setting yourself up for success over the next 7 days. And again, just like having a budget, just like everything else intentional that we're doing in our lives, we are taking control, right? We're putting the ball in our own court. We're not like being just kind of winging it as we go. We're going into the week with our feet planted in the ground firmly. We're ready. We've got this, right? And this doesn't have to be necessarily on Saturday and Sunday. That's just kind of the most common. But there are tons of us who don't have the traditional work week, and that's perfectly fine. It doesn't matter. One period of time in my childhood, my dad had a job where his days off, I think, were like Monday and Tuesday or Tuesday and Wednesday or something like that. And he had to work on the weekends just because of the nature of his job. So, you know, take that and apply that to whatever days of the week work for you. So it just, you know, your fresh start to the week, whatever day that needs to be for you. A lot of times I'll even catch myself, like, if we have a lot going on the weekends, I'll do all of it on Friday, or I'll do all of it on Monday, you know, but either way, I kind of, you know, I adapt and adjust as needed, because we're not robots, but you guys get the idea. So just kind of look at what days or day works for you and plan these tasks accordingly and commit to, like, these days are the days that I do this task, even if it needs to change from week to week, like ours do. But prioritize this and treat it as any other habit, that it is going to be a little difficult at first. And there were, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm not a robot. So there are several weeks where I'm like, I don't want to do this, or, you know, I want to drag my feet about it. Or there's other weekends where I go way overboard and I end up like purging the entire house. But it's all about growing that habit. So I kind of do that old school, like, this is how I was raised. Okay, let me know if you guys were the same way. My mom would like blast some Celine Dion, or gosh, any of her, like, who else? I can't even remember. But you guys know, like, the Carpenters. Anybody else listen to the Carpenters? My mom's favorite. My mom would have, like, her go-to albums that she would play on Saturday morning or whatever day it was she decided was our cleaning day. And that's kind of how I grew up. And so that's what I do. My kids know, like, we're blasting music. Mama's got her tennis shoes on in the house. They're always like, where are you going? I'm not going anywhere. I'm cleaning. And like, I need my comfy pants. Like, I need not sweatpants, because I'll be like tempted to lounge, but like my workout pants, and I need some tennis shoes. Like, I need my hair out of my eyes. Like, I am ready for business. And I either blast some music, or I will stick my earbuds in. I'll listen to music, or I'll listen to a podcast or an audiobook, whatever just feels right for that day, and I'll get to work. And the thing I love about sticking my earbuds in is that I can still be listening to a podcast or an audiobook, like, while I'm vacuuming or doing the dishes or something that's loud, and I'm still tuned in. Because nothing's worse, like, you're getting in your groove with cleaning, and then you're like, well, now I have to vacuum, and it's going to be loud, and I'm not going to be able to hear this song that I'm jamming out to. So sometimes I will go for the earbuds. And then, you know, I can listen to music that maybe my kids don't need to listen to, but kind of get me in the mood to clean. you guys know. So I just, you know, I prepare physically with the workout pants, the tennis shoes, the whatever is going to pump me up, in my earbuds, or blasting it loud if the kids are also cleaning and things like that. And one of the things I do, you know, there's more than just cleaning on this list, which I think is really, really important. That's where it kind of sets this different than what I hear a lot of other people sharing about their kind of weekend chore routine. And we still call them chores, even though all of them aren't cleaning tasks. So some of those things are, I plan for the week ahead. Okay. And that's another thing of like, I feel like I am in control. If Sunday night, usually I'll do this on Sunday night, I will sit down and I'll be like, okay, what do we have going on? And so I look at my calendar. I have the simplified planner by Emily Lay. I love it. It is expensive, but I love it. But it doesn't matter. Whatever calendar you have, whatever, you know, planner you have, sit down, look at your calendar. Like, okay, what appointments do we have? What events do we need to go to? What is going on in the week ahead? And then how can I plan my more flexible things, like which day I grocery shop, which day I do this, that, you know, and plan your whole week accordingly. And I'll make usually I'll make a big to-do list, like a master to-do list, and I'll write it on Monday in the notes section of my planner, and I'll just be like, this week's to-dos. And usually I'll have a work side, since I work for myself, I regulate my own schedule. So I'll make a work to-do list and usually a family to-do list. And that kind of just helps me like have a master list. And then I'll go back and I'll delegate. Okay, Monday I'm going to do this. Tuesday I'm going to do this. Usually I write it in pencil because, like I said, I'm not a robot. My children are not robots. And things happen throughout the week. And so it's not always perfect. But even if you have to adjust and change it later, it's just like your budget. If you have to, you know, go in with your estimated amounts of how much things are going to cost, that doesn't permanently hold you to it. So it's okay to go ahead and like pencil in what you plan to do. And if it needs to change, change it later, but at least it gives you somewhere to start. And I take that same approach to my budget. You guys know that. I'll go in with my estimated amounts. Like, it should cost about this much. Even if I'm not 100% sure, I can always adapt and adjust it later. So don't let that hold you back from being like, oh, it's not going to be perfect. And also, don't let the fact of whether or not it's written in pencil hold you back, because I'll go in and fully write things in marker or in pen and still go back and adjust it. I'm not, you know, too good to scratch through my planner and change my plans. Okay. Also, plug in times the best you can. Like I said, I use the simplified planner, and I have the daily planner where it has spots for each hour to go in and write on every single day. And it's really helpful for me, even if I'm like, okay, you know, we have soccer practice at 5 o'clock, and then I need to, you know, I'll kind of just make a mental note of like, yeah, dinner's probably going to be a little bit later that night, or, you know, I have an appointment, I have an interview, like I have something I have to do at this specific time. And it really just helps me to visualize it. And I'm just a very visual person. So that really helps me. That might help you if you're also a visual person. Another thing I do that's not a traditional chore, but I consider it a fresh start weekend task, is my budget. And obviously, you should be checking in with your budget periodically throughout the week, if not every single day, depending on like your spending habits, your discipline, how far into your journey you are, et cetera, et cetera. This is something that you need to be doing throughout the week, but I like to take the weekends as a time to kind of do a deep clean of my budget, kind of get in there and do things more than just track my spending and just like check my balances. I will like do more of a deep clean. So I will, first of all, make sure all of my tracking is updated, all my spending is updated, my categories are totaled up, things like that. I'll see how much I've spent in the categories. I'll see what's left in the categories of my spending. And I'll see, you know, how much money I need for the week ahead. So I'll plan out like, okay, we have this event. It's going to be, you know, we need $20 to go to this event, or, you know, I have this going on that I need to cook dinner for. So my grocery budget might be X number of dollars. Like, I'll kind of get an idea of like how many nights we're going to eat at home, how many nights we're going to eat out. I need to buy things for something that's going on. You guys get the idea. Like, look ahead at your calendar and say, yeah, I'm going to need money for this. I'm going to need money for that. I'm not going to need as much gas money as I did last week because I'm not going this certain place. And just kind of get an idea of where you stand with your money for the week ahead. And I think that's really, really important to do. Another thing that's really important on the subject of your budget is checking on your bills. So if they're not automatic, this would be a really good time to go in and make sure that all of your bills are paid for the week ahead. And if they are automatic, going in and making sure like they've cleared, the amounts were what you predicted they would be, and all of that, and just kind of check like where you stand, what's still pending, do the math and kind of do that balancing your checkbook. A lot of us grew up with checkbooks. I did. Even though most of us use online banking now, it's kind of the new school way of balancing your checkbook. It's just like, okay, this is my total in my account. This is what's still pending. This is what has cleared. I need X number of dollars to make that all balance, and just kind of air quotes, I'm doing air quotes that you can't see, balance your checkbook, even though obviously most of us don't use checkbooks anymore for the most part. But check on your bills and see where you stand with your bills and just anything else that needs to be done that week in regard to your money. So if you do cash envelopes, you know, and maybe just kind of like counting your cash, making sure that you stand, you know, where you stand, checking in with your savings goals or your payoff goals. And a lot of us will, if we're paying off debt, obviously we're still accruing interest, or if we're saving, we're going to be gaining interest, and that will make your balances change a few dollars here and there. So this is a really good time to kind of go in and just kind of do that deep clean of like, oh yeah, I got, you know, my interest was charged, or my interest was paid to me. My totals are a few dollars different. Checking on your investment accounts. I like to do that and just kind of, sometimes I don't get a chance to do that kind of thing on payday because I'm just, allowing my spending categories, or I'm just making sure my bills are paid, and I don't get a chance to do that on payday of kind of checking in with my savings goals, checking in with my investments, like what is our 401k balance up to, et cetera, et cetera, and all of that. So just kind of doing that deep clean that you might not have had a chance to do on the other days of the week. That's really, really important to the success of your budget. And you know, like I said, I think the most important thing is looking ahead at your planner, you know, making sure that you didn't forget to budget something, because some of us, you know, we'll have a 4-week or a month long pay period. And, you know, at the beginning of that pay period, it might be hard to predict, okay, 3 or 4 weeks from now, I'm going to have this event that just popped up and I'm going to need to go out to dinner because I'm not going to have enough time to cook something at home. And I need to move some money around, you know, maybe take from this category to add from that category, and adjust things a little bit. So that's really, really important. I think that that is something that your budget doesn't need to be a set it and forget it kind of thing. And if you have really busy weeks, it's really, really important to make sure that this is one of your fresh start weekend tasks, okay? It's one of my fresh start weekend tasks, and I'm like, 4 or 5 years into this journey and debt-free, and it's still really, really important, okay? And if you're new here, you guys, I do have some resources that will help you kind of get started. Obviously, I have all of my free resources, my spending course, my Magic and Money course, which is mostly about mindset, and my Declutter Your Budget course, that are all free. But I also have my Budgeting Starter Pack worksheets, which is just a digital copy of my worksheets that you can use through Google Sheets, or you can print if you prefer to do them handwritten. And that's $14 for those 14 worksheets. Or, of course, I have my full budgeting course, Your Sunny Money Method. That is like 30 lessons plus tons of bonuses. And it's a really, really in-depth, like, this is what you need to do at the beginning of your budgeting journey or your debt-free journey. And it's a full online paid course. And I can link to all of those resources if you guys are new here and you haven't checked any of those out. Obviously, no matter where you are on your journey, I feel like you should take advantage of the free resources. But if you need some worksheets or you need like, okay, I don't want to learn this on my own, give me all of the shortcuts. The full course is what is really, really going to help you. Okay. So if any of that budgeting talk was a little like overwhelming or foreign to you, I have a lot of resources that can help you guys. And again, I'll link to those in the show notes. So enough talk about budgeting, because of course I could ramble and ramble about budgeting, but also your food tasks are really, really crucial, especially because food does relate so much to our money and our time. It is something that is really important that needs to be on your Fresh Start Weekends to-do list. So this is a really good time to make sure you know where you stand with your groceries, kind of do like a pantry inventory, a fridge inventory is what I do. I just kind of, you know, open all the cabinets and look at like, okay, what do we have? What, you know, what's going on? We already have like our calendar planned out at this point. So we know like this night we're going to be home with plenty of time. We can cook like a nice legit dinner. This night's going to be a rush. We need to do like a crock pot or like a frozen pizza, or we need to just budget in to go out to eat. You know, you kind of get that plan going. You know what you have, so you kind of do that like inventory, and then you make a meal plan. And if you guys are brand new to meal planning was like a foreign language to me. When I first became a stay-at-home mom, when my oldest was about 2 years old, I was like, what is this eating at home? Because I had worked so much the first 2 years of my motherhood that we basically just ate out almost every day. Like it was ridiculous. So I was like brand new to meal planning, to this intention, like people actually plan ahead of time what they're going to eat. They don't just wait until they're hungry. That was brand new to me. So my friend Christine Wright has this really great meal planner guide that I will link to. I'm a really proud affiliate of this because I reached out to Christine and I was like, please let me be an affiliate to your meal planner because I know nothing about meal planning and I know that it is so important for so many families. And so a lot of y'all have purchased it and I've heard a lot of great things about it that has helped on the beginning of so many people's journey. So I'll link to that in the show notes as well if you're like, meal planning is a foreign language like it was to me. But I think it's really important to give yourself that permission in your budget, in your plan, in your meal plan, in your calendar plan of like, if you do need to go out to eat, plan for it. Like there's no shame if you need to go out to eat. Just make sure that you plan for it time-wise, money-wise, and food-wise. Like don't buy food that you're not going to eat and waste it, right? And Christine does a way better job of explaining this than I do. But another thing that's really important is to plan which day you're going to grocery shop. And I've been doing the Walmart grocery pickup just because like a homeschooling mom running a business from home, you know, my husband works offshore, 3 kids, you know, crazy. So I've been doing the Walmart grocery pickup and I actually have a blog planned for the near future. I can't remember which week it's going to come out at this point. To talk a little bit more about the Walmart grocery pickup, but for me, it's so convenient. And I'm not going to get into all that right now, but it really helps me because I will plan the date of like, okay, I'm going, like my daughter's soccer practice is near Walmart, like 2 miles down the road from Walmart. And so I'll plan it, I'll schedule my pickup for right after her soccer practice. And so I know I'm already going to be out. I'm already going to have the kids loaded up. I'm going to be near Walmart anyway. That's a really great time for me to schedule the grocery pickup. Or if you're, you know, you want to go in the store, you want to bargain shop, you want to use your coupons, you want to do all that stuff. And you need, you know, a solid hour or 2 hours chunked out of your week to do this kind of grocery shopping, you need to make sure that you have a day plan for it. And if you want to meal prep, like that needs to be on your to-do list. So all of this food planning needs to be part of your Fresh Start weekend. Not necessarily like if you don't want to meal prep on Sunday, like that seems so traditional. A lot of people meal prep on Sunday. For me, I'm like, Sunday's kind of a family day. Saturday's usually a family day. Like we usually are doing things. Meal prepping on more of like a Monday or Tuesday where there's not a lot going on is kind of more realistic. So, you know, to each his own, but make sure that you know which day you're going to do it. Okay. Because again, it's going to save you time and ultimately it's going to save you money, and we all could use more time and we all could use more money. So super, super important. Okay. So now to more of the traditional, the cleaning aspect of this deep clean. So what I do is I plan my deep cleaning for my Fresh Start weekend. And you guys, I have to give a shout out to minimalism. A lot of you know my story with minimalism, that we moved from a 3,200 square foot house, a 4-bedroom with an office. So basically 5 bedrooms, because we used it like a schoolroom, 2.5 bathrooms, 3,200 square foot ginormous house. And even after we had started to apply minimalism and like had a really ginormous purge, like half of our belongings, if not more, got purged, it was still the task of like, it would take an hour to clean all of the floors just because the square footage was so big. But now that we have downsized our house, we're currently in 750 square feet, 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom. Obviously, that's much quicker to clean. But regardless of what size your house is, I have to credit a lot of this to minimalism. And a lot of you know that I followed Ali Casaza's teaching, and I went through her course. I was one of her very first original students. I actually was following her before her course even came out. And I was hanging on to every word she says because she's amazing, and it completely transformed my life. So shout out to Ali. I will link to her stuff if you're not familiar with who I'm talking about. Most of you probably are because she's amazing. And I also have adopted a lot of the cleaning strategies that Kendra Hennessy talks about, and I'll link to her stuff as well because she's like the queen of cleaning, getting systems in place, having all of that organized, which was, again, another foreign language to me when I first became a stay-at-home mom. So now that we have adopted minimalism, we don't have a bunch of crap to clean up. I spend way, way less time cleaning. And I feel like if you spend the majority of your free time cleaning, you're probably doing something wrong. Like you have too much crap, or your house is too big. You know, I just feel like there's so many more valuable things we could be spending our time on other than cleaning, other than folding a mountain of laundry. Like if you feel like you're spending all your time folding laundry, you probably have too much clothes. Like it's just that simple. And I used to kind of like roll my eyes. So if you're rolling your eyes right now, you're like, oh, you don't understand. No, I have 3 kids. They change clothes all day long, and I still feel like laundry is just one thing on my to-do list. It's not my whole life. Okay. So what I do is, I'll just give you the short version of what I do, and you can check out Allie and Kendra's stuff for like more detail because they're really the experts in this. But like I said, I've taken a lot of what they teach and adopted it to my own life. So I spend 2 or 3 times a day just kind of tidying up throughout the day. Usually it's right after lunch and right after dinner. Those are kind of like my go-to times. And sometimes like if my kids get crazy, I'll do like a random pickup just kind of in the middle of the day. But I kind of tidy up throughout the day, which means like returning toys to their room, picking up dishes, picking up like trash or random things that are laying around just kind of throughout the day. And then in the house we're in now, we don't have a dishwasher, which is like probably my least favorite thing about this house. So after dinner, I'll do the dishes by hand. I usually just do the dishes once a day. I don't know if that's like taboo for some people. Some people do the dishes every single time after they eat a meal. That's really crazy for me if I'm home without my, like when my husband's at work, he usually does the dishes after every single meal. But I'm like, I'm not about that life. I rinse the dishes and then I'd rather do one big load of dishes at bedtime and just stick my headphones in and listen to a book or music or something. So I do the dishes before bedtime. I will quickly sweep up the floor. I'll run the vacuum if it's needed. And that's really it. Like, it's just kind of tidying throughout the week. And I will do the bulk of my cleaning, my deep cleaning, one day out of the week. And I will even do my laundry that way. I know there's some people who will say that they'll just do one small load of laundry every single day. I don't know about y'all, but kind of the dishes thing. I despise doing laundry and I despise washing dishes. I would rather do one bulk task, like once a day with the dishes and once a week with the laundry, and just, you know, listen to a good book or like watch TV while I'm folding clothes instead of like doing it every single day, even if it's just a few minutes. That's just me. It might be easier for you to do it before it gets out of hand. But that's how I do it. And, you know, I will do that. I will do that bulk cleaning just kind of once a week. So the bulk cleaning things for me, and again, this might be different for each person, but I will once a week do the laundry. I will really deep clean the floors, like move furniture, kind of deep clean the floors. I will scrub my couches. I will, you know, scrub the rugs. I have a white rug in my living room and it's beautiful, but I don't know what I was thinking. No, it actually stays pretty clean because during my weekend tasks, I will, you know, kind of get on my hands and knees and like really scrub if there's like a stain or something, kind of deep clean the rug. Do the same thing with my couches. I will like really deep clean the bathroom. I will usually really deep clean the girls' room and kind of like purge toys, like broken things, trash that's made its way into their toy boxes, kind of those maintenance purges, kind of just tidy up, throw away papers, do that kind of stuff. And like I said, this might be different for every person. This might include like your yard work, cleaning out your car, cleaning out your purse, your diaper bag, things like that. And just kind of getting that, you know, I'm ready for the week ahead. So you start out with your purse cleaned out. You start out with your car clean. All your laundry's done. You know, you've deep cleaned your floor. So you're like, okay, I can just do a maintenance sweep throughout the week and I'm going to be good. Right? That works for me. So hopefully that will work for you. Obviously adapt and adjust to make it your own if you need to. Some of the other things I do, as we wrap up here, I add any like miscellaneous to-dos that sometimes just get pushed back throughout the week if you don't give them a specific time to do them. Like I'll mail things. I don't really mail things very often. I don't know about you guys. I pay most of my bills online or they're just automatic. So like if I need to mail something, I'll kind of put that on my to-do list. If I need to reply to emails or I need to order something online, like the girls need a new pair of dance shoes or something that I would order online, I will kind of do that in my miscellaneous to-dos. Just like, okay, this thing's kind of been looming. It's been in the back of my mind all week long. I just need to get it done. And that's kind of my time to like, just get it done. So you can start the week with like a kind of a fresh conscience, a fresh slate. So I hope that all of that was helpful. You guys just keep in mind that this is really all about being prepared for the week ahead the best you can be. And it's all about flipping that of like, instead of thinking, oh, I'm washing all the laundry, I got to catch up from the week that just happened, you're flipping it into, no, I'm washing all this laundry so it will be ready for the week ahead. I hope that makes sense. It's about putting the control back in your own hands, taking control, not letting the week just happen to you, not letting you just mindlessly roam through how you're going to spend your money, how your meals are going to look, when you're going to do the household cleaning chores, things like that. You are taking control. You're not just letting your week happen to you, which means that you're not just letting your life happen to you, right? Yes, things are going to come up. Things are going to change. There's going to be a random event pop up. There's going to be an emergency. There's going to be something that pops up here and there. But when that happens, you are going to have built your week already on a solid foundation. You're going to have your feet planted firmly in the ground of your week. And those things are much less likely to knock you down or just kind of trample over you when you have built a good foundation for yourself. And when you're solid enough to take on anything that life decides to throw at you throughout that week, you've got the basics taken care of, right? Your house is taken care of. Your tasks are planned out. Your meals are taken care of or planned out. Your money is taken care of and planned out. Like, those are the most important things, I feel like. Those are the foundational things of our life. So when you have that solid foundation set up for your life, you can take on just about anything. Like, come at me, life. I'm good. Like, I got my foundation. I'm standing strong. So when you have these fundamental parts of your week already taken care of, like, you're good. And you are taking control. Like, you have control of your life, right? So I hope that that helps. I hope that that empowers you. I hope that that makes you realize, like, there are so many things that we do have control over in our week, right? And sometimes in a world that feels crazy, in a life that feels crazy, especially if your kids are young, you feel like everything's a whirlwind. There are so many things that you can have control over. Okay. So hope this was helpful. Again, check out the show notes for all of the resources that I mentioned. There are so many great resources that are going to help you. Allie's stuff, Kendra's stuff, Christine's meal planner, my budgeting stuff that can help you, all of that great stuff. Oh, the other thing that I'm going to link to, I forgot to mention, I talked about playing good music and listening to good podcasts and good audiobooks. You guys, I'm going to link in the show notes to my Spotify playlist that I'm obsessed with. It's about 2 hours long, should get you through the majority of your cleaning. I'm also going to link to my resources page where you can find the books that I recommend. I'm pretty sure most of them are on audio because I'm an audiobook girl. And there are also on my resources page are podcasts that I recommend, okay? And I will also link to a blog of a compiled list from my community of podcasts that all of y'all have recommended. So you have no excuse of like, I don't have anything to listen to while I'm doing this. You can vacuum and you can learn something through a podcast or an audiobook, or you can just be pumped up through some really great music. So check out the Spotify playlist, check out the books and the podcast that I recommend as well. Don't forget to share this episode. You never know who needs to hear this message, who is just feeling so overwhelmed by their life. You could really help a woman in your life out with some of this advice. And again, you guys, remember to subscribe, to leave a review. That is what's going to help this podcast grow. I appreciate you. I see you. I'm here for you, and I'm cheering you on through everything that you do. All right, guys, I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.